This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast. The shot of the day is on the way and the return of Profile This. In the meantime, it is our random question 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello, Nicole. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Miles?
We're doing great, man. Thank you for asking. Let's see here. All right, this might be embarrassing, or maybe you injured yourself.
Thrill and I are okay, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah, to be fair, we didn't ask her.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
How are you, Nicole?
I'm good, Steve. Ted, how are you, gentlemen?
You know, I'm pretty good. How
you
are you, Nicole?
You know what? No, screw that, because you were so much better with Miles. Like, she was fantastic with Miles.
And now Robin's over there crying.
Oh, Robin, I don't want to forget my girl.
You're good.
Wow, how warm. What a hugger. What a hugger. she's like a wordsmith hugger. Just
she writes Hallmark cards.
Affection. Yeah, whatever.
We all good, boo.
All right, let's go with this one. Nicole?
Mike's a little sick, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He's wearing a coat all day. He's got a hat on there. He looks miserable. That's all right, man. I just splattered an eggplant all over the toilet in between the break there.
He told me he dropped some dim Thai fun.
It reminded me of how delicious dinner was, but how bad my stomach feels. Okay, let's go with this one, Nicole. When did you fall?
Oh, God, when did I not fall? I'm so accident-prone. Let's see, what was the best one? Probably, I was 15 years old, and my mom and I were coming back from this long shopping trip. It was actually around Christmas time, I think. And I had to pee so bad, like so bad. And she thought it was hilarious to hit every single bump on the way home, just like driving slow, stopping at a yellow light till it turns red, just having a great time with this. So we finally pull into our back driveway, and we had a few steps leading up, and I go running in. I fell up the steps, and I just started I started laughing so hard, and my mom was laughing. I just peed my pants right there on the back deck.
Wow.
Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Damn it! Because a story like that, I'm like, you and me are made to be. What's if you're that accident prone, what's your worst injury from you just being clumsy?
You know, probably I was in Colorado. I was also pretty young. I was like 13 at the time, and we were just doing a hike in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, and I was not looking where I was going. I was looking down at my feet, actually, not actually ahead of me.
Well, they're called the foothills.
And I see this tree trunk. So then I look up and walk straight into a branch, straight into my eye.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't have any issues with my eyesight or anything. It was fine, but it was pretty swollen for a few days. Took a trip to the urgent care, and that was probably the worst one.
How many vacations did you ruin, honestly, right? Like, you go somewhere with your kids, and then you do something stupid like that. Like, I want to keep hiking, but I have to take you to the hospital because it went in your eye.
that was the only incident where we had to go because of me. We had another incident with my sister, but that was the only one because of me.
Here's a smooth move for you, Nicole. I was from our office to the bus stop where I get off is probably two blocks. But the blocks are like the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like, as far as how steep these blocks are, they're pretty substantial. So I've got some boots on with, you know, just leather soles, whatever. I'm walking up the street. It just started to mist and rain. It's Seattle, right? And there's these two very attractive businesswomen who are walking down the hill. Now, the way that they are walking, they're on the right side. I'm on the right side. But I still need to give them a little bit of room because they're walking side by side and they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over to the right a little bit. Now I'm on this metal grate. Okay? And the first foot slips, like, phew. And then the second foot, like, tries to step and goes, phew. And then the other one, and in the meantime, I'm shaking, and I must have taken three slip steps before I finally got my balance. And I mean, I am fighting. I'm surprised I didn't pull something.
Do you sound like a DJ?
I mean, it was like you know, like a cartoon of somebody running in place before they start.
Yeah,
that's awful. I'm constantly looking like I'm going to fall, and these two women are losing it. They thought it was the fun. They're like, are you okay? Oh, that was great. I'm like, yeah, that's great.
See,
okay,
the way great. I spin that story is there were these two gorgeous women walking down the street, and after a quick interaction, I had them in stitches.
Yes, exactly. Boy, I made their day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my God, dude. I really thought I pulled my groin or something.
That would have been the best, to go down holding your groin.
You couldn't, like, I couldn't put a step forward without it slipping again. Like, every time I got my balance and put another foot down.
I say this to you all the time.
Phew, 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 phew.
this happened.
Like, Jesus.
Because you're trying to be nice. And it's not worth trying to be nice to people. You don't have to just be mean to them. But this is what happens when you try to be nice.
There was no pavement options. I had to go to the right. I had to go to the straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, walking on those grates can be tough.
It's tricky.
I know that.
I saw a guy trip the other day, man, and he's with his girlfriend. Not all the way. Just, you know, when you trip, like, on a sidewalk and you keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks at me, and it's like, I wanted to laugh, but I was, as guy to guy, I just kind of put my head down, like, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm with my girl.
Good save. Good save. Yeah. An Arizona man proved his toughness after surviving a fall down a 100-foot mine shaft. 100 feet. He fell down a mine shaft. And he held out for 2 days until rescue workers were able to find him. Took 2 days. He's 62 years old. His name is John Waddle. He was lowering himself into the abandoned mine when his carabiner broke, and he went tumbling to the bottom, breaking both of his legs when he hit the ground.
Jesus.
So that's bad, right?
Yes, no one knows that is down bad. There. I'm at the bottom of a mine shaft with two broken legs and no one knows I'm here.
Yeah, yes. No cell service. Bottom of the mine.
No cell service.
Nearest paved road 3 miles away. To make matters worse, Waddle's fall attracted the attention of three rattlesnakes that were living in the mine. Waddle managed to fend off and kill the snakes while he waited to be rescued.
Did they not bite him at all?
He told his friend Terry Schrader that he was going to the mine and said he'd be back the next day. He called me Monday and told me he was coming to the mine. We always had a deal. If he's not back by Tuesday, come and look for him because he said he would be back on Tuesday. Well, when Schrader got to the mine, he hears Waddle down there screaming for help, and he immediately called 911. Believe it or not, it took rescue workers 6 hours to get him out of that mine. He was rushed to the hospital to be treated for his two broken legs and dehydration, but he's expected to make a full recovery. He says, I've been around a few rescues, but nothing like this. That guy's a tough guy. There was three dead snakes at the bottom of the mine.
Isn't that crazy? How did he kill him? That's what I'm wondering.
Bare hands.
Did he just choke him?
What did he have? Like, how? I mean, the snakes are going to come. I mean, like,
it doesn't say like if he had a knife.
Okay, so you're killing one. What about the other two? Or do they just
go one at a time?
I don't know.
They're not really smart then. Like, if I saw two of my buddies go down, I'd be like,
rattlesnakes live off heat. Why are they in a mine shaft? Because they're getting water?
Well, the temperature might always be the same.
Well,
they probably wait to get it right.
It is. It's always like 63 point whatever.
I just assume there's snakes in shafts.
Random, it's dark. It's a narrow space.
It's creepy.
And it's the last thing you want to do.
Isn't that where, like, Indiana Jones always ran into him? He was, like, crawling through something. And there's snake.
But to be fair, he chose to keep going to places where you know there's going to be goddamn snakes. That's part of his problem. Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, those of you cholas who have taste buds.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Hello.
All right, James, let's go this way. Echo. James, who did you see without pants? That is your random question. Who is the last person that you saw without pants? For whatever reason.
Last. Oh, goodness. I could have answered any question today, but this one, guys.
You haven't seen anybody without pants on before?
Well, you asked most recently.
Well, how about any time? Walking down the street, mind your own business, you look in a window, and all of a sudden, boom, person with no pants on.
Neighbor bending over to pick up the drop dentures.
No, I've never experienced that, but I did have a buddy who he had more or less exactly what you said. He called it the power supreme, and he believed that everybody had their own power supreme. And we figured out what mine was and a couple others, and this dude swore that his power supreme was that people he just magically saw people dropping their pants.
So like and, he saw people dropping their pants so much, it must be a super power that he has.
He called it the power supreme, and he was like, you are a genius, and we know some people who are pretty good athletes, and everybody had pretty straightforward power supreme.
So what is yours?
I'm a genius.
You're a genius.
I know. It feels even weird to say. But my point is, he felt like everybody had pretty pedestrian power supreme, but he was like, dude, I'm serious. This happens. And I was like, and I'd known this guy since middle school.
Well, my power supreme would be bringing up dead people.
It is, man. You're like Schrodinger's cat.
Right.
You know, like if Miles talks about this person, if he's talking
to
you,
I'm always afraid to ask about people sometimes.
Yeah.
We're scared.
How's your mom doing?
You
didn't know it was all over Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, what happened?
I don't remember who we were interviewing or if we were talking to a caller or whatever it was, but you're kind of having a conversation with this person, and you asked about a family member, and Ted just even gave me this look that just said, man, please, God, let this person. It was just a real quick look, but it's like, I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah, don't do it.
Miles brought this person up something horrible, and I think it was actually pretty damn bad.
The reason we asked, who did you see without pants? A man is facing a number of charges, including flight from police and possession of stolen property. Charges of stealing a truck with a snowplow blade, which he wound up overturning Sunday, according to police. Around 11:30 at night, the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary responded to a call from a pickup truck driver in the area with its snowplowed blade scraping the pavement. According to the release from the that was sent Monday morning, officers located the vehicle, but they were unable to stop it. A short time later, the vehicle was upside down near the Belle Island Ferry Terminal. Police said the vehicle had been stolen from a business and the driver was not wearing pants. According to the Portugal Cove Fire Department,
it's not wearing pants.
Crash damaged multiple utility poles, shut down the Beachy Cove Road for nearly 6 hours. Sounds like a lovely place. The driver of truck was held in custody and charged with breaking and entering, possession of stolen property, flight from police, dangerous observation of motor vehicle, and indecent exposure.
Man, I don't know what it is, but I feel like you could commit any crime, and if you say, and they weren't wearing pants, it just makes it better. Like, the guy stole a snowplow, whatever.
Right. Didn't we learn, though, in some areas, though, it's okay if you drive without pants as long as no one can see you?
When did we say that was awesome?
Wasn't that like, isn't there like maybe a...
Wait, a loophole? Like you drive pants?
Don't get out of the car, you know what I mean?
Or something. Right, like I would agree, but...
But eventually you have to.
Right, that's well, unless you pull into your garage.
Yeah.
So, wait, nobody what did we say?
Like, I don't remember. Somebody said, like, it's not exactly illegal.
I mean, I guess it's not.
I mean, I can't see how it wouldn't.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And if you do, always listen to
I'm saying
show.
You don't do it.
I know, I feel like you're
on
you my seem scooter excited. With no
on the
pants.
Scooter, yeah, my.
Well, not on the scooter, just in any car. Like, you seem legit excited about this. Like, driving around pantsless.
Yeah, is it illegal to drive in no pants? If I'm wearing underwear.
That's right? What I'm saying.
So I'm, yeah. Oh, you're wearing underwear.
Yeah, I got tiny whiteies.
Well, right? I was under.
I thought, Miles, I expected you to be naked.
You go. Well, I was. That was my plan initially. He said, put on the underwear.
Put on underwear, man. You
know, we should all just go out and drive around the city one day without a pants.
You start.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Instagram it.
Yeah. Driving around naked in S.
Yeah. Still to come, your guess is as good as mine in categories, the internet and drinking cities. And we've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, get them ready. We're going to drink and toast coming up with the shot of the day. First time for a few emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
All right, a few from our random question. Let's see here. As far as falling guys, I witnessed my friend smash all his front teeth out while skateboarding. And this is, I think, from the what did you see one time only. I'm Scott and my buddy Eric had attempted jumping the steps in front of the Colby Theater. We're in high school. His board stuck on a rock and his teeth ended up looking like large curd cottage cheese covered in cherry juice. I had to call his mom. I stuffed my shirt in his mouth and told him, damn it, at least it wasn't your face. All of it's just that from Scotty. Guys, as far as being kicked out of some place, I got kicked out of a strip club near camp. Help me out there, Robin. Is
Lejeune?
It Lejeune, North Carolina? Mm-hmm. We were seated at the front of the floor, and a stripper approached and squatted down looking for a tip. Well, my buddy Bert, he looked at her and said, nice C-section scar. She flipped out, stepped off stage, and started slapping my friend. We started leaving in a hurry, and she continued to follow, swinging and screaming at us. The bouncers got us, listened to her story. We were escorted out and given a lifetime ban. Ah, good time, Semper Fi, it says there. Didn't you get chased out of someplace just simply because you didn't want to talk to the, you were, see where
no,
I...
No, it's one night, and it was two separate bars that got kicked out. The one bar I was chased, that was maybe... Let's say we were looking for drugs.
Is that the Bush Company? No, that was a different one.
No. And then later that night, I was simply asked not to come back in after I stepped out for a smoke.
Only because you didn't want a dance from that girl.
Sure, leave me alone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You said, like, I'm not interested.
Like, Jesus Christ, man. And you came around, like, the fifth time, and I said, all right, I think you're ugly. I mean, does that help? Like, leave me alone, right? So I didn't think it was a big deal. Obviously, she did. Maybe I was drunk. I don't know. But I went out to smoke, and when I go to step back in, a rather large individual, he put his hand on my chest, and he was very nice. He's like, hey, man, I was told not to let you back in. So I looked him right in the eye, said, cool, man, can you call me a cab? And he did.
As far as falling guys, I'm a horrible klutz this year alone. I broke my foot with a coffee cup while doing laundry. Then while wearing the stupid air cast, I tripped and fell on my floor-length sweater coat when I got stuck under the cast, landed on a wooden Adirondack chair, and cracked a rib and got whiplash.
That's why I don't own that Adirondack chair.
Okay.
Wow, they're great chairs, man. They're the best.
Douglas fir and Adirondack. That is the technique.
No Noble or Fraser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're branching out. I dig it.
I am.
Okay.
All right, I was sitting in Adirondack.
Adirondack. God damn it.
I was sitting in one of those chairs recently.
Okay. Let's move on to the birthday shout-outs.
That's the story.
That's it. I just love them.
Just sat in it.
Well, that was it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was by a fire. There was benches, and I was like, can I have the Adirondack chair?
Yeah. Was that the only one?
There was two.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Were they like, yeah, weirdo?
Well, you know, maybe the couple hosting would have liked to sat in the chairs together.
Oh, come on, man.
But I just said, hey, do you mind if I get one?
Fellas, today's our awesome son-in-law's 12th birthday, bright boy that gets good grades and does all his chores. He's also an amazing football player that can bring down kids twice his size. Mama's little angel one and daddy's little beast. Please give a big old Leroy Jenkins and the semi-dirty Germans warning him about playing too much Xbox. Happy birthday, buddy. That from mom and dad.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I have so many things I want to say about Xbox, but in why playing it is a bad idea. I'll let your parents explain it when you get older.
Yeah, just, you know, stay in the school and put down the remote.
Yeah, these things are very important.
For the controller.
Happy birthday.
Bitch has been listening to you guys for the last 10 years. Today is my daughter Alyssa's 20th birthday. Was wondering if the Dirty Germans and Wobbin could wish her a happy birthday. Thanks a lot, guys, from her mom, Jennifer, and dad, Mark.
Yeah, happy birthday. For your birthday, I want to take you stargazing. You lay on your back, and I bend over on top of you.
Yes, you can finally see the black hole.
Yeah.
Ja, schönes dreckiges Geburtstag.
Oh, yeah.
Bitches, my son Riley listens to you guys all the time. He actually got me hooked. We live in SO, California. Jesus. So he listens to you on the podcast. Today, he's 21 years old. Can you please give him a little kid face sandwich and maybe the Dirty Germans talking about truck drivers and monkeys? Many thanks. That from Anastasia.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, everything I know about truck drivers and monkeys comes from the 1970s or 1980s cinematic TV show, BJ and the Bear. I think the title says it all.
Yeah, they will take anything in those trucks. They have to haul a long time. So monkeys are appreciated.
Yeah.
Know any which way but loose, Reverend?
Yeah, not loose. Yeah, title bust.
Can I get a birthday song for my girlfriend, Brittany? She's 27 years old, amazing girlfriend, and even more of an amazing mother to our two sons. How about a Suck It Up Cupcake and the Dirty Germans? That from Chris, who says thanks.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I want to land my skin bird on your breast nest.
Yes, happy birthday, and oops, you did it again.
Brother, today's my 27th lap on the great big blue globe. My wife loves your show. Actually, she was the one that got me into it. Her phone sucks, so she probably won't send in a request. So, can I get you guys all talking over yourself about the Seahawks win over the Packers? Thanks, guys. That from Nick. Well, to be honest with you,
sure, man. I tell you a lot of games. I'm a goddamn vampire. But I get home, and my kid is so happy. But apparently, he's been pissed the whole goddamn game.
Packers fans are not.
Every time they play,
there we go. Guys, I want to have you all wish my daughter Kate a happy 29th birthday. I'd love to hear you all talking all over yourselves, remembering what it was like to be 29 years old. Thanks, guys. That from Tanya.
29. Man, I'll tell you right now. 29 years old.
Married.
Soon after that, I remember. Most 30? Things start at 30, and I remember 30, yes, honest to God. Did more goddamn drugs than you could possibly imagine. Having a lot of sex, man, oh man. No place to live.
Legal ladies.
Guys, can you please wish my wife, Sarah Beth, a happy dirty 30? We just got married a couple weeks ago, and she still has that new wife smell. Can Goofy and Mickey let her know what I'm going to do with her all this night? That from her loving husband, JP.
Well, gosh, it's funny you should ask such a question. You might be Sarah Beth, but after tonight, they're going to call your husband Sarah Breath.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Beth. Two names. I like that. Well, there's a good chance after tonight you will lose the new wife smell. It's just going to be whatever this guy's name is. And the smell's going to be all over you. You
smell like JP?
Like Gary.
Ah, he smells like JP now.
Hello, guys, I want to wish my husband Gary a happy 37th for his birthday. Please give him the Dirty Germans talking about playing with Legos. Guys, that from Bunkit.
Yeah, I more want to play with what's between your Legos.
Yeah, you know what? I love playing with Legos. It's a lovely, as I believe it's the capital of Nigeria.
Legos? Yeah.
Good day, funny folks. Please tell my current wife and great mom to our kids, Jessica Fox, happy birthday, and welcome to the 37 Club. I don't believe she's related to you, Robin. I know you spoil your last name with four X's. Jessica only has one. Please give her a double phone dong and have the Dirty Germans explain the beauty of her star. Thanks, guys. That from Josh.
Yeah, this beauty of the star. I just want to know if Jessica Fox would like to eat Jessica Rabbit.
Yes, no. So I can guess what this star is and where it is since in 2018. So I'll be down there.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Well, let's not get a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 right now, 844-999. Ola, your guess is as good as mine is coming up. We'll give you a couple extra emails here. Guys, I thought you would like this one. Back a few years ago, prior to an MRI on my shoulder, I was asked if I had a favorite radio station or a show. And, of course, it was a Men's Room. And my appointment was on a Friday. Now, this wasn't my first rodeo in one of those darn things, so I knew I had to be still as a cat on the prowl. All was going well until the bad jokes. I remember inward giggling at the first or second one, but then one of you told one that I just lost it on. Immediately, I was all stop, the machine went quiet, and over the headphones, I hear a panicky attendant asking if I'm okay, and they had a hard time understanding me, trying to talk while I'm laughing, which gave them the impression that I was having a seizure or something. I apologize. I said, I'm okay, really. What I was trying to say was, change the channel. They looked at each other like I was still loopy and made me explain about the bad jokes. Had to start the whole process over. Oh, joy. And since all MRIs have been that crappy canned rock you referenced on your show, 59 years young, still listening to you guys since your show started. Thanks for the entertainment. Keep on rocking. That from Phil. You do have to be...
Sorry, Phil.
You have to be still. I mean, that's one thing. You don't want to stay in there any longer. What would you like to hear, Mr. Montgomery? You know what, man? I'm fine with any kind of rock channel you guys got. Okay. I get in there. I'm locked in for a full album of goddamn Coldplay.
Oh.
And I can't do anything. Like, I can't tell them to change a channel. I'm like, this is yellow.
Yeah, is that rock?
It's all yellow. I felt like, Gwyneth Paltrow was, fluffing me or something. Like, explaining to me how I need to put, avocado on my testicles or something weird.
You know, Miles, if you just put avocado on your testicles.
It'll get rid of the wrinkles.
And if you smell it, look like two cue balls.
Jesus. It's like Coldplay, really? I thought you said rock. God damn it.
Are you saying they don't rock, dude?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they do, but not on that album. I mean, not for the 50 minutes I had to listen to. I was like, this sucks.
Well, you don't rock at least for 50 minutes.
I mean, God, guys, come on.
I don't think Coldplay would even say, we rock.
No. We hope you like us.
Yeah.
They might even say they're good, but right. They're like, no, we don't rock.
Look, most of the time, Pink Floyd does not rock.
No, they don't rock.
I get it. I dig the tunes. Yeah, exactly. Ola, my mom was really sick and under 100 pounds, what I didn't need to see. After she passed, the funeral home made her look like she was about 180 pounds and Asian. This was super awkward at the very white southern funeral. It still haunts me to this day. Extra disturbing, that's for sure. That from Meg from the great white north.
Are you sure it was your mom?
It's weird, man.
It sounded like you named some dead Samoan was laying in there.
Yeah, I've been to some viewings where the person looked pretty close to it.
Yeah.
I've been to some where it was much more awful.
Hey, man, who's that?
Yeah, and then I've seen some where it's like, damn, man, they made him look good.
Look at it, better than he was alive.
What is that, a tanner?
Let me get a selfie.
And from the numbers that shock people are 3 and 36. I've had cancer 3 times. I've had 36 surgeries. Not all cancer related. I've had fun stuff like disc replacements in my neck, 2 back surgeries, 2 shoulder surgeries. That is the worst. 2 left leg fib surgeries, gallbladder. I'm in good health, and when people meet me, they can't believe I've been through so much. Needless to say, I'm very grateful for every day. Love the show. Our family listens every day. That from Beth.
Beth, I hear what you're saying, but you can't sell that. And I'm in good health.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've had more of this than the goddamn bionic man.
One more, guys. Love the show. I have broken my back twice in 5 places. In the first time and one place the second time. The first time I was ejected in a car accident on the freeway. Was also in a coma for 30 days. The second time I fell off a ladder. Love the show. That from Chad. Jesus Christ.
Chad.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant there on the line that will ask you a question, basically based on two categories. And which category you'd like to pick, and then from there, you need to get as many said right in the category before three strikes and you're out. Did I even bring that damn thing in here?
Oh, right here.
Okay.
There it is.
All right, Steve, we have a contestant on the line ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Yeah, what about his ass? Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola! Alan, welcome to the program. Welcome to Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. All right, so Alan, what we need for you to do is pick from one of these two categories, and then from there, you're going to get as many guesses as you can before three strikes and you're out. So basically, we'll let you guess as much as you want. Hopefully, you'll get all 10. If not, the categories, by the way, cities where people spend the most money on booze, and the top 10 websites that shape the internet as we know it today. So, Alan, do you want to go with cities where people drink or websites that shape the internet?
Let me try top 10 websites.
All right. Okay. Hard to believe, by the way, that 25 years ago, most of us had never used the internet. But now we live our lives in the internet and use it for just about everything. So the website that we won't mention until the end decided to rank the 100 websites that shaped the internet as we know it today.
So shaped it. Not shaped definitely the first ones.
As
but
we know it today. And these are very important. But basically, because of them, the internet is the way it is now. So the way we play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine is you got to get as many right in the said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Alan, what is your first guess on the top 10 websites that shape the internet as we know it?
Okay. First one is Pornhub.
Pornhub is 13th on the list.
I like where your head is at.
It is on the list at number 13.
I thought Pornhub would have been on there, but I would say Google.
Google, sure.
Oh, okay.
Google?
Okay, well, then Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
Man,
sorry.
Say Google. Google, Facebook, Amazon. I'm done. Apple iTunes, maybe. I mean, I'm just thinking of all the huge, massive ones. Would Pandora be on there? I don't know.
Are those websites that count as apps?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were all websites first.
All right.
And then the app came along after.
Well, that would be a hint.
Okay, Alan, you got two strikes against you. You haven't got one right yet. Let's take another guess.
I know. Okay. Let's try Google.
Google number two.
Huh.
As far as the 10 websites that shape the internet as we know it, Google is, in fact, number two on the list out of the 10.
Facebook.
Yeah, go Facebook. Okay.
Like it or love it. I mean, it is what it is.
You gonna go Facebook?
Say again?
I said, are you going to go Facebook, or are you going to guess your own pick there?
Let's try Facebook.
Oh,
no.
Whoa.
Facebook is 19th on the list, and there's a good reason for this.
Is it because of MySpace?
That is exactly right. As far as the internet that we know and how it's shaped today.
How it's shaped. Okay, then let me ask you.
The first was, in fact, MySpace.
All right.
And that comes in at number 10.
Then would Napster be in place of Apple iTunes?
Napster is, you know, for example, Yahoo is 26. I don't have the complete list.
Okay, so
I'm sure that's on there somewhere.
Then I would say iTunes.
iTunes is not on the list.
Jeez.
Because for the most part, it's an Apple platform, not necessarily a site.
Yeah.
It's a service.
Okay. Wikipedia
is a good call.
Wikipedia is number one. That has changed the way we look for jobs. That has changed the way that people get jobs, et cetera, et cetera.
I did not think of that.
Wikipedia is the number one website that shaped the internet.
Wikipedia,
as we
Google.
Know.
Facebook's not on there.
Facebook is on there. They're just at
Mike,
number 19.
What are you thinking?
Do we mention YouTube?
YouTube is number three.
Good call.
And that is how a lot of people now watch their television show.
Here's a good one. eBay.
eBay.
Yeah.
eBay is number nine.
All right.
That is the one retailer within the top 10.
Okay. And keep in mind, none of these ideas have been my own.
LinkedIn comes in at number 63, just so you know.
Yeah.
Pandora is 74th.
Oh.
Because of eBay, Amazon is at 17th.
Right, no, I get you.
Right,
they
eBay was
right.
The first one, so they shaped it.
Exactly.
All right, so Yahoo's not that far up there.
AOL, Messenger?
Yahoo's 26th.
AOL, right? America
AOL
Online?
Is not on there because they were a provider. They were not a website.
Oh, God damn it.
They were,
What about Snopes?
That's not too bad. You're kind of really hot on something.
What are you thinking, Robin?
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
Remember that? No?
I do remember it. It's not on the top 10.
So Snopes is close, but that's not on there.
It's a similar, it's not exactly like Snopes, but it's one of those types of sites. It's just there for its own entertainment. And
BuzzFeed?
The Onion.
The Onion.
Okay. The Onion comes in at number 4. Any other guesses?
Let's say we have AOL, Amazon, MySpace, YouTube, Facebook, eBay. I'm just going through some of the... Man.
Is it just like CBSSports.com?
MapQuest comes in at number 30.
Oh, damn.
People can find a map pretty easy. Friendster comes in at number 84.
I don't even remember that.
I don't even know what that was.
I'm not even sure that I remember the number 5 website that they say shaped the internet as we know it. That would be the Internet Archive. Is anyone familiar with the Internet Archive? Although that would be the one that nobody would get.
I mean, it sounds like what it is, I guess, but I've never heard of it before right now.
Number 6 is Twitter. Because of the way the platform is done, it was still an original idea.
I thought Twitter, but I didn't say internet. I guess, okay, so right, apps, right. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Next up
is Netflix.
Yeah.
And then Reddit.
People also said Tinder or Grindr.
You know what?
I would think at least there were Pornhub, right? In that general...
Dating websites, they just don't put on here. I'm not sure.
How could they not? I mean,
not that they don't appear on the list. They just didn't put it on the...
It's an entire industry.
And this, by the way, is, if you want to check it out, this is from Gizmodo.com. So here are your top 10 websites that shape the internet as we know it. At number 10, MySpace. At number 9, eBay. Reddit at 8. Netflix at 7. At number 6 is Twitter. At number 5, the Internet Archive, followed by The Onion at 4, YouTube at 3, Google at 2, and the number 1 website that they say that shaped the internet as we know it. That would be our friends there at Wikipedia.
There you go.
So there you go. Wow. On your guess is as good as mine. All right, still to come, we're going to drink a toast coming up with a shot of the day and the return of Ask the Men's Room coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Coming up another round of Profile This. Yes, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. But first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them. Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore? Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and then ask away. We'll start with this with the subject Ask the Men's Room, guys. Hola, are you guys going to be doing the Men's Room Black this year? Thanks, appreciate it. That from Rob. Rob, actually, we will be doing the Men's Room Black, and we'll have a couple announcements here in the not-so-near-distant future.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
I mean, like, I can't tell you anything, so it's good. But it's coming up, right?
It is.
Yeah. Very much so. Maybe we'll have a little tasting gathering. You could join us to taste the black for the very first time.
Maybe enjoy some sausage.
Yes.
Get back to the Fisher House. We don't know.
Yeah. We have a plan. We had a big meeting about it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get on that real quick. Guys, on Sunday Night Football, when the players introduce themselves, why do the Ohio State players always say the Ohio State University? Is it them being cocky? Just curious. Thanks, guys. That from Stevie, the Packers fan.
I think it's just they just started that years ago.
I think.
And they all do it now.
Right. I think one guy said it every time he was on there. And some guy had a good team, they show up, honestly, and then it just spread where now they say it. The kids that go to Ohio State say it. It's weird, but I think that's it.
Yeah, that's just part of coming through their football program.
And if you go...
Like me, Ted Smith.
To the University of Miami, they say it's the U.
The U.
That'll spell well.
All right, we've run out of time, unfortunately, on Ask the Men's Room. But if you do have a question for any of us here, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. All right, Wobbin, we made it to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a fellow DJ and radio person, all right? That would be 73-year-old Deke Duncan of Stevenage, England. Now, what you need to know is that Deke has been a radio DJ and has been broadcasting since 1974. All right. Uh-huh. Since 1974, his dream actually was to land a gig on one of the BBC stations over there in Britain. And I believe it's BBC Three, and then add a few letters to specify what the radio station is. And with the holidays coming up, they've agreed to give this guy a one-hour Christmas special. The reason I'm toasting him is you need to understand that his entire 44-year radio career, he has broadcast from the shed in his backyard into a speaker into his living room where only his wife has heard him.
Oh, no.
For 40, and it's not like he's like, hey, baby, like, he does a show, and the only person that has ever heard his show has been his wife. I don't think he quite gets it, but BBC heard about this, realized the man's crazy, and so they finally have given him his dream gig at the age of 73.
Damn.
To host his own one-hour special where people will hear him everything.
His wife loves him.
For 44 years.
Anybody who marries or dates somebody in radio, after a while, they just can't listen to that crap anymore.
But we don't broadcast just to you. You know, hey, you're listening to 97.2 in the shed. Today, I mean,
in the shit,
he's talking to one person, but yeah, he actually managed to land a gig. So, good luck to my man
today in the studio. All the hoes,
right? That's it.
Why didn't he never go to a radio station?
I don't know, but we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy,
so hung and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola.
It's going to get tested online for a little profile. This we'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.